Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
But I tell you, I saw her myself.
Not Mrs. Jones. I can't imagine such a thing.
Well, I was there, and I actually saw her. She washed that lovely rayon slick with the same soap she used for her dirtiest kitchen towels.
Not really.
Yes. In fact, she used this new Dove for every single thing in her wash.
New Dove? Well, what kind of soap is that?
Well, it's a new kind of granulated soap. Procter & Gamble's putting it out. And Mrs. Jones says this Dove does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, right down to rayon undies.
Well, I never. What in the world did her clothes look like when she hung them out?
Well, I must say everything looked all right. Her rayon slips were soft and nice, and the work shirts were bright and clean, and her towels, well, they were just dazzling white.
Say, I guess Mrs. Jones isn't so dumb. If Dove can do all that, then why are we still using those old-fashioned granulated soaps?
Yes, why put up with old-fashioned soaps on wash day when Dove is here? Because Dove brings you real whiteness, plus amazing safety for your nicer colored washables. And when I say Dove gets clothes white, I mean the genuine whiteness you want. Why, you've never seen whiter washes than Dove gives you. And there's no hard scrubbing either. Actually, no soap made gets clothes white easier than Dove. And yet, it's far safer for delicately colored rayon slips than any other leading granulated laundry soap. That's why Dove does everything in your wash, honestly. Once you try it, you'll see how different Dove is. You'll find Dove is a brand new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. So, join the Dove line at your store today. Remember, it's that big red and white box you want with the name D-U-Z, Dove. It does everything in your wash. Now, the Goldbergs. You know, fixing other people's lives is something that hardly ever gets thanked. And all Molly Goldberg has been getting lately has been a lot of rebuffs. First from Oriane, then from Cater, and tonight from Margaret Way. Of course, Way's former wife didn't know what Molly planned, that Molly wants to stop Oriane's marriage to Way. Tonight, Molly tries her hand again with Way, and she gets an answer. But right now, Jake, who's all fed up with the whole mess, is telling Molly what he thinks.
Don't discuss it with me.
Whatever Mrs. Way said to you goes double with me.
She said what she said because she didn't understand why I wanted to see her, what my reason was.
Regardless of that, if you were interfering with a group of kindergarten children and trying to tell them what to do, all right. But the grown-up people that have lived an experienced life and know more maybe than you do?
Not always a question of how much you know, Jake.
What then is it?
It's a question of how much you feel also, Jake.
And so stop already feeling. Use your head.
But if my heart tells
your
me
your heart, Molly, someday
right,
is going
Jake,
to...
All right, please, all right.
All right, what?
Then I wouldn't call Mrs. Way.
You mean to say you had intentions of calling Mrs. Way after the way she spoke to you, after the way she acted to you?
She didn't understand, Jake. She didn't understand. I'm trying to tell you that she didn't understand. She thinks that I want Oriane and Mr. Way to get married. She thinks that...
Molly, will you do me one tremendous favor?
What?
Don't ask me. Don't tell me. Do as you please, as you will and as you wish. Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Where are you going? Going upstairs? Hello? Hello, operator?
Who are you calling, Ma?
The hotel, please.
Are you calling Mrs. Waymer?
Please, if you will. What are you looking for, Rosalie?
The bicarbonate.
For Papa?
Uh-huh.
Hello? Is this the hotel? I wish to speak to Mrs. Way, please.
But, Ma, answer the way she spoke to you.
Rosalie, Tyler, you're looking for bicarbonate? Look for the bicarbonate. Mm-hmm. It's in the cupboard. Take a glass and take a spoon. And I'm on the phone. Hello? Yes? Well, I said Mrs. May, I was suspicious. Well, this is Mrs. Goldberg speaking. Well, then will you deliver me, please, a message? It's most important. Yes. We'll take a pencil, please, and jot. Well, just put in a note that Mrs. Goldberg called and that Mrs. Goldberg said that she was under a great misapprehension and that I would like to see her and that... Yes. Will you please tell her that? And also tell her... Please, I want this perfectly correct. Tell her that I will wait for her call. If she will, I will await her call. Thank you very much.
I'm getting it, Carl. Bring it up.
Get a little spoon.
All right, Ma, I will.
Well, I'm coming.
Put up a little tea. Papa maybe want a little hot tea.
All right, Ma.
So that if I carve it. What did I say?
Goldberg. My father isn't feeling too well. Excuse me, please.
I think Mr. Goldberg isn't very pleased that his wife is trying to help us.
Oh, isn't that, Edward? It's because of, well, all the rest.
You mean Margaret?
Yes. It isn't very pleasant. I mean, you told me the way she came over and said the things she did.
What we ought to do, what I want to do is get married at once, as soon as we can. It'll finish up the whole thing for everyone.
If you think it's best to...
There's nothing for us to wait for, Orion. We're not children who have to make a play at love because we're too good to recognize what it means. We know what we want, we know what we mean and think and feel, and there's nothing to wait for. There isn't. We don't have doubts and rules to worry about. We want to get married. Let's get married. When people want to start living, they can't start soon enough, and we can't start soon enough. Too much time has passed us by to wait. It'll be easier for everyone, especially for these people who have been such good friends to both of us.
You think we'll hear from the parole board in a few days?
Yes, as the officer approved my marriage, and now there's only the official permission. Does that make you feel queer? I mean, my needing to get permission?
No, Edward, of course not.
You look...
I was just wondering whether I heard David's voice. I'm happy the state approves of me.
Oh, Orion,
excuse me, Edward. I want to see if David is...
Go over and take your phone.
All right,
Carl. Will you take...
Yes,
I'll take it.
I'll answer it, Rosie.
I'll take it, Mr.
Way. Hello. Yes? What do you want, Margaret?
I'll take the phone, Mr.
Oh, Mrs.
Ray.
Goldberg, why do you want to see Mrs. Ray?
Excuse me. Hello, Mrs. Ray. I wish to see you, please. Because you misunderstood my
but
visit.
Mrs. Goldberg.
Excuse me. I want you to understand that I feel that this marriage is not right.
Mrs. Goldberg,
love is not our only responsibility, Mrs. Ray. There is a more important thing in your life and Mr. Ray's
life. Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes, I would like to see you. Yes, at your earliest inconvenience. Thank you.
Mrs. Goldberg,
I'm glad you're here, Mr. Ray, because there are a few things I think you should understand. Things I've been trying to tell you for a very long time.
What things?
Well, won't you please sit down so we can converse if you don't mind? Thank you. Mr. Ray, you're thinking only of yourself and only of Orion. But if you'll pardon my saying so, you're forgetting the thousands of people who suffered because of, let's say, your mistakes. You made a mistake with your ideas, and these thousands of people who had confidence in you suffered also.
But Mrs. Goldberg,
they lost the money they gave you, and they weren't rich people. It meant a lot to them. And then because of your mistake, let's call it, you went to prison. For 3 years you suffered. You paid, let's say, with your own suffering for what you caused them. But, Mr. Way, suffering is not arithmetic. You can't make up in yourself for what you did to them. Only paying them back can do that.
Well, I know that as well as you do. But it'll take more money than I can ever get my hands on.
And do you think you can bury the wrong you did to these people in your marriage, Torian?
I don't believe in worrying about things you can't help.
If I told you you could help it?
How?
If I told you that your former wife would give you the money to pay these people back if you didn't marry Orion?
So, that's what Margaret has finally thought up. Now, after all these years, she wants to help me. She wants to clear my conscience now. When I asked before, went to jail, when I begged her to help me and help those people too, she divorced me and I went to jail. And now she sees a way to help me. She wants to clear my conscience.
But
well, you can go tell Mrs. Way, Mrs. Goldberg, that my conscience is perfectly clear. You can tell her I don't care at all about the thousands of people she wants to help now. I care only about one person, Orianne, and Mrs. Way knows that. This is just another way for her to hurt me. But I won't be hurt, and I won't be trapped by any of her appeals to my conscience. Orianne is my last chance to make some kind of private happiness for myself, and I wouldn't give her up to pay back anyone or everyone. You can tell her that for me, please.
And so, Mr. Way breaks Molly's plan to the ground before she has a chance to try it out. What can Molly do with him or Margaret Way now? At Christmas time, seems like there's more dishes to wash than any other season of the year. But thank goodness this Christmas, you don't have to struggle with those old-fashioned halfway soaps. I mean those mild bar soaps that don't give any real speed, or those tough granulated soaps that fall short on safety for your hands. No, those halfway soaps are out of date now that new Dove is here. Yes, Dove, that new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash. And believe me, it has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Now, just notice how wonderfully smooth and nice your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Actually, it's the only leading granulated laundry soap to give your hands such extra gentle care. Yet, no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Dove. It cuts even hard grease without any hard scouring. Yes, let those busy suds tell you how different Dove is. Ask for Dove today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldberg, written for you by Gertrude Bird. One more defeat is all Molly needs to try again. And Molly tries next time on The Goldberg. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.